Hello and welcome to the 200th episode of AnimeCons TV. For this episode, we're going to answer a question we got a while back from someone that asked, how do we make an episode of AnimeCons TV? So I'm going to just run through the process, and then next week we'll get back to convention discussions. So for AnimeCons TV, well, we first started it in 2009, and there were a bunch of us that got together at my place in Newton, Massachusetts, and talked about what we wanted for a podcast about conventions and what we thought would work. At the time, I was posting a lot of press releases from conventions on AnimeCons.com, and so we took some of that news and we did discussions about conventions and we did a monthly podcast. And then after 4 years of that, we decided, well, we're doing four segments a month. Why don't we just split that out into four episodes and release a weekly podcast? And really, I'll just have to edit once per month. We'll get all four done in advance, and then I can release them a week at a time. Well, most of the time I end up doing the editing for that week's podcast a few days before. And so it's not really editing just once a month anymore. But we're releasing weekly now, and when we have an episode that talks about something, we can now link somebody directly to that if they ask a question about that, rather than having to say, well, it's in this episode, but it's halfway through, so go to the half-hour point or something like that. Anyway, that's why we went weekly. That was like 3.5 years ago or something. But so what we'll do when we're doing the podcast is, first, we have a forum on the AnimeCons.com forums. It's private just for us, where we talk about the topics for discussion, and we come up with ideas, and we figure out who's going to talk about what, and what conventions we're going to do, and we have the entire year planned out. Now, a lot of them later in the year are empty right now, but then in April, I think we've got every week that's already spoken for with convention reports and other topics. And then all our feedback episodes, we actually have all of those planned out already for who's going to cover that month's feedback. And so once we decide on a topic, the person will record the episode. And so here is Svet recording next week's episode, talking about Artist Alley. So I'm here set to record for next week's episode. Svet's going to do a bit on Artist Alley. And we've got the camera here. And so we're going to record and get all the footage, and I'll edit that later.
The result was nothing like the plan. I had many things planned, and almost nothing got done. So I'm doing a follow-up of that follow-up, and I'm going... I thought long and hard about this.
And I use a Sony HD camcorder, and I plug the microphone into that. I've also got a set of headphones that I plug in so I can hear the sound, and so we can make sure the sound's all right. And then we record the episode, and then I take it up to my iMac here, and I import the footage. And so I'll import the footage, and then I bring it all into Final Cut Pro. I use an older version of Final Cut Pro because I prefer the linear editing style of that version as opposed to the current version of Final Cut Pro, which is kind of like iMovie Pro, and I don't like editing in iMovie or the new Final Cut Pro. At some point, the old Final Cut's going to stop working, and I'll have to switch to Adobe Premiere or something, but for now, I'm using an old version of Final Cut Pro. And so I've sped up this footage so that you can see the entire editing process for next week's episode. In real time, it took me about 45 minutes, which isn't too bad. Some episodes, feedback episodes, can take over an hour, especially if there's a lot of feedback, because I got to take the screenshots and put those in. Con reports take up the most time because there's a lot of different shots of the convention, and so I've got to figure out where the reviewer is talking about the convention or parts of that convention and put the appropriate footage in. And sometimes we have a ton of footage of one thing but not enough of another, so we're still working on that. And then there's a lot of episodes that are, if they're just talking heads, then there's not a whole lot for me to edit. And sometimes the others, Doug or Elizabeth and Rob and Jess, they'll edit the stuff on their own sometimes. And so all I have to do is slap on the beginning intro part and the outro that has the subscription options and the adequate.com title slate. So anyway, after the episode's edited, I will save out a copy, then I bring it into Apple Compressor. And in Compressor, I drag in the raw thing, which is a few gigabytes usually, and that compresses it down to an audio version, SD video version, and an HD video version. And each one of those is used for our feeds. Then I'll drag each of those into iTunes and assign them the album art, so that if anybody downloads it directly from the site, they'll still be able to have the album art in their player. And I'll put in just the title and fix up with some of that information. And then it's ready for upload. I will upload it to our server at animecons.com. And then I go to our handy form in our admin page that only I can get to. And I assign data for it. I put in the title, description, duration, publication date, the URLs and GUIDs for the episode, the file size. The image URL is the screenshot of the episode that you see on YouTube. Then I post in the YouTube URL or the ID. And then the host names, description, the full show notes with HTML. The music credits, which 90% of the time, 99% of the time, they're the same thing. And then any keywords to help for search engines. And at the appropriate time, which is 12 noon on Monday, the episode goes live on our site and on YouTube. And then the feeds are generated, and it's ready for you to download and enjoy. And that happens every Monday. And sometimes I get the episode edited a few days in advance, sometimes it's the night before, a Sunday night, but we haven't missed a weekly episode, and we've been doing weekly episodes for, I think this is our fourth year of weekly episodes. I think we started at the start of season four? No, end of season, so start of season five, so I guess this is our third year. I've lost track. Anyway. Been doing it a while and we haven't missed one, except for our pre-planned weeks that we take off. By the way, the next one is the week of Anime Boston, so in about a month we'll skip a week because I'll be busy with Anime Boston and everybody else will be there, so no time to do an episode and get it edited. But we'll be back the following week with another new episode. But anyway, that's how Anime Cons TV gets made every week, and I hope you've enjoyed this look behind the scenes. And if you have any questions about podcasting or AnimeCons TV, AnimeCons.com, or the FanCons.com site, you can email us at podcast@AnimeCons.tv or call our voicemail line at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. And we'd love to hear from you. And please pardon the mess on my desk, but I've got some Lego Ghostbusters. Back to the Future DeLorean Lego, and you know, stuff to diddle with while I wait for things to save and compress this chopper from Star Wars Rebels. He's cool. See you next time.